Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Babylonians to psychologist Sigmund Freud, as humans, we've been fascinated by what our dreams might mean for thousands of years. Now, computer scientists have turned their hands to the art of dream divination with the development of automatic dream analysis software, as I, Eva Higginbotham, heard from lead researcher Luca Aiello from the Nokia Bell Labs.
Nowadays, dream analysis tends to identify tangible elements that are represented in dreams to understand better what's our psychological perception of our waking daily lives. This is commonly known by psychologists as the continuity hypothesis of dreams. What we dream at nighttime is a projection, a reflection, or a continuation of our psychological experiences that we had during the day. So this mirroring allows us to discover a little bit more who we are and how is our life by looking at the content of dreams. Imagine that nowadays dream analysis is performed by trained psychologists. They collect dream reports, so this description of dreams that the dreamers manually write. They use standard scales to interpret these dreams. So one of the standard scales is basically a table that contains different categories of elements that appear in the dream. These include, for example, characters of the dream, the interactions between them, the emotions that these characters express, and so on and so forth. So by counting each of these elements, the psychologist fills in this little form. They extract the dream profile according to these multiple dimensions. Now, imagine that this procedure of filling this form manually is, of course, very accurate when experts do it, but it is very time-consuming. And so our contribution here as computer scientists is to adopt an automated quantitative approach to this process. So imagine that this piece of code, this piece of software, can output exactly the same form that a psychologist would fill by doing this analysis manually.
It's interesting. So essentially, I could write up a story of last night I had a dream that X, Y, and Z happened, send that off to you, and you could put this through your computer program, and that would analyze the dream sort of immediately for me.
Exactly. So it would be an on-the-fly response that will analyze immediately your dream and provide you a dream profile that, for example, could tell you whether the amount of positive interaction between the characters of your dreams was more or less than expected. And this, of course, will provide, you know, a way for you or experts to interpret the dream in the light of your waking life experiences, yes.
And how did you teach the program to be able to do this?
Our work was possible only thanks to the work that dream scientists have done in the last decades. They collected more than 30,000 dreams that are now publicly available for everybody to see. Now, given these dreams, and especially given a subset of these dreams that psychologists and experts manually annotated according to these dream scales, we use this example to teach a machine learning algorithm to reproduce the same work that psychologists were doing.
Now that you've developed this tool for dream analysis on this massive scale, what can we do with it?
So the first one is to motivate more and more people to actually share their dreams with the research community and online. So I envision, you know, new technologies in phone applications that could provide on the fly for users an analysis of the dreams they report. So these would be advantages for the people who report them, because they would get an easy and quick feedback on what they dream, but also would be very valuable for researchers if the people would be willing to share these dreams with dream scientists to advance this field further. But the second, and I think even more exciting step for the researcher to move forward, is to try to understand whether we could infer dream patterns, not only at individual level, but at a societal level. What we could do is actually see the impact of global events, and I'm thinking about the pandemic today, tomorrow is going to be the economic crisis, maybe in 3-4 years is going to be the global warming. So the impact of these very big events that impact all of us on the minds and psychological state of people around the world across different countries. You can see those as a way of performing large-scale mental health surveillance using the content of dreams.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.